Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor here on Local FM. And dear listeners, you might be listening someplace else in the country, some other time, some other year, maybe even a parallel dimension. Maybe you're listening in Burnaby on Simon Fraser University. Perhaps you're in Bombay, Newfoundland, or at our sister station, CHSR in Fredericton. Maybe you're in Sydney, moves all over the place. So wherever you are, welcome to the show. I've got a kind of a different little show lined up for you today. The first set of music is going to be something I like to call clunky funk. In fact, the very first song I'm going to play is from Prince, and he titles it Funk and Roll, which I think is a very good title for this genre of music, which I think is sort of chunky funk. It's funk, but it's not exactly sinewy the way you always think of funk. It's got that kind of chunky rock beat to it too. So we're going to play something from Prince, something from a fellow who really idolized Prince and wanted to emulate him early in his career. That's Lenny Kravitz. And then something from a Scottish band called the Fratellis. So let's get going here on Ear Candy. This one here is called Funk and Roll.
You never been. It's party like you ain't gon' party again. Let's roll. Let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Get into the rhythm, it's good for the soul. Let's roll. Let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's roll. Whether you're coming by bus or train, shade though is hating cause they going insane. I'm talking about the $1 million party to the nickel and dime. Another motherfucker, you're committing a crime. Let's funk. Let's roll. I say, get it turned up, get it out of control. Get into the rhythm, it's good for the soul. Let's funk. Yes sir. Let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's funk and roll. The only way to last is the break of dawn. Is put your phone down, get your party on. Who you gonna call when it's obvious, dear? Everybody, you know you can hear. Let's funk, come on. Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out, get out of control. Get to the rhythm, it's good. So let's roll, let's roll, roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Come on, everybody, let's roll. We'll
snakeskin bedroom bag in the middle of a funny little place called hell. Oh well, everybody there's got trouble by the dozen. It's a lonely little place to dwell. Hope I don't make the trip through the floor. You told me once I want it, buddy, you want it.
Yeah, that's Dogtown from the Fratellis, go to Scotland, off their record called Eyes Wide, Tongue Tied. Oh, yes. And they're kind of a group in that song. If you're looking for any meaning in the lyrics, I wouldn't look too hard. I think it's all about the vocal approach and the sound of the words, not the actual informational content that's important to them. And I like that kind of writing. The lyrics don't always have to make a great deal of sense to me to be completely enjoyable. They can just be color and texture like any other instrument. Before that, we heard A Frankenstein from the one and only Lenny Kravitz. That's off his record Strut. And then we started things off with Prince and Funk and Roll off of, I don't know, it was a Third Eye Blind record he made with Third Eye Blind, his last group. Maybe a record called Art. Might have been that. Prince was very prolific, hard to keep up with all the stuff he did, but that's a cool song. I was just saying the Fratellis had no informational content in their lyrics, but he did have a rhyme, Doves Cried. Sorry, but that's too singular and too recognizable. That's got to be a reference to the Prince song, When Doves Cried. Not that it deliberate shout out to that particular record, but he borrowed it. He borrowed the phrase, it rhymed, and makes you think of Prince. The Fratellis may not be the world's greatest lyricists. That's maybe not their strength. It'd be like a novelist that's great at action novels suddenly trying to do characterization and be, I don't know, Alice Munro or Ray Carver. not going to work. You got to play to your strengths. And the Fratellis do. But if you're a rapper, wordplay is your bread and butter. If you're not good at it, if you're not good at flow and having words come out almost stream of consciousness, but really good facility with words, really good facility with rhyming, you're not going to be much in the world of hip-hop or rap. One of the conceits of rappers is that they always have to rap about themselves, how great they are, how much money they've got, how much bling they've got. They're male rappers, how many women they've got, and so forth. A very urban kind of thing, and dull and boring and tiresome, and also tends to be offensive in many kinds of ways. Well, I've got two rappers, both that hail from Nova Scotia, one from Mount Uniac, outside Nova Scotia, I believe they're in the Annapolis Valley region, and one from Halifax proper. Well, they're not from the hood, they're not from Compton, and they don't pretend to be. They're writing about their reality and their things, but still, they are creating music that is in a particular genre and has certain kinds of expectations. So you're supposed to write about how good you are. Well, what these two have done, specifically Word Burglar and Buck 65, is that they decide to rap about the craft of songwriting or the craft of making hip-hop and how you really had to be professional about it and pay attention to detail and hold yourself to a high standard. So I found that kind of interesting. So we're going to hear two tracks from them, one called Hat Trick. Now, Hat Trick, how Canadian is that? If you want to talk about Canadian values, Hockey Night in Canada and Tim Hortons seems to have it covered no matter where you're from or who you are. He talks about how he is such a great rapper. It's like he's so good at rapping, it's like scoring a hat trick on Patrick Roy. And that's pretty clever stuff and very much Canadiana. And Buck 65, he uses the lyrical metaphor of a shoeshine boy. Now that no matter what you do in life, whatever you choose to do, you should try to be the absolute best at it. Take pride in it. So he's really talking about songwriting, but metaphorically, he uses the shoeshine boy and the pride of being at the top of your game. And that's what you're doing in life. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to hear a song from a duo, a rap duo, I guess, from Minneapolis. Of all places, I guess that's where Prince hails from. If he can do funk from Minneapolis, rappers can do rap from there too. And a song about celebrity, the chorus of the song is, everybody wants to see a fallen star. That is, everybody wants to see a celebrity fall down, right? Nothing better than a celebrity scandal. So a song about that. So I'm going to get you started though, right off the bat here with Word Burglar off of his record called Burglaritis. We're going to hear this track called Hat Trick here on Ear Candy.
You don't like people who brag? Then turn this off. I got erectile difficulty. Never gets off. Just floss the mic like rocks of ice. Smooth like a talk with Christ. The God is nice. You're not right. If you say I'm not good, my rhymes are like that subway stop. They all's good. All should be right under your thumb. So you can rewind my lines. Cause every one of them's dumb, 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 dumbly do. I'm butterfly and sting like a bumblebee do. What's up with you? I'm in front of you at your show. Wondering who the hell said you could flow. Cause they lied. Like a rug on the floor. You couldn't get a girl to tart on your drawers. If you were a dresser or something similar. I'm living large and you're struggling miniature. Cause I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Wah. What? I rap sick, wah. I rap sick, wah. Wah. You know I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Wah. What? I rap sick, wah. This pitch, if you were Ernie Witt with a sturdy grip, I hold this mic, it's Word Burglar, but I already told you, right, right, crews get burned like doing head spins on turf, me without a rhyme's like no rents in insert, nah, this kid can't be from Toronto, you're right, I'm not, yo, straight out of Halifax, where I dabbled in battle raps, frazzle and dazzle, now here's a tip like when cattle nap, none of your crap is worthy of me, I treat all your releases like like a dirty CD and keep skipping.
Without a jump rope, punks don't come close. My veins pump dope and some folks won't think this is ill, but I do it for myself cause I know I will.
Cause I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Waugh.
What?
I rap sick, Waugh. I rap sick, Waugh. You know I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Waugh.
What?
I rap sick, Waugh. I rap sick, Waugh. Waugh.
Yeah, you know I'm bad and got a few more sins to go. It's the name on the lips of those in the know. Infinite flows leaving you black and indigo. Cold chilling like Wendigo in the snow. Check me out like I'm new to the fam. I'm worth it like the first issue of Superman. Exclusive jam, goddamn. Criminy, you know what I want.
Like N-I-N-E.
Follow me if you wanna sit in remission. But there's a minor fee, like kids admission. You witness in precision, like an Egyptologist. Heard your albums and Jesus, y'all should quit. At least revolve some spit that involves a bit of thought and balls that wouldn't fit in a Rollins bit. I'm making hot in your area like a bird farm. You think I'm whack? Well, you're wrong.
Cause I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Waugh.
What?
I rap sick, Waugh. I rap sick, Waugh. You know I'm mad slick like a hat trick on Patrick Waugh.
What?
I rap sick, Waugh.
Spend the days daydreaming and finding clues. My whole life I've been here at the train station, shining shoes. I started when I was 9, on my own and caught myself. No complaints, I know I'm pretty good and I got my help. Memories and calluses, my hearing's probably next to gold. Sometimes I do a little handiwork for extra dough, but mostly this here is how I spend my time. And I've perfected a technique I call the dry shine. Some guys use lots of water on the shoe, but then when it's out in the open air, the shine is gone in 10 minutes. That whole approach to the job is dumb. In fact, dollars to donuts, that customer won't be coming back. This is the most common mistake of the amateurs, going for big numbers to satisfy their managers. Anyway, the dry shine, the first thing I mean to do in this part is very important. I clean the shoe, the residue, and the polish to keep the shoe from being ruined. All you need to do is use a rag with some cleaning fluid. If the shoe's all caked up with gunk, you need to think. The shoe can't breathe, and that's what causes the feet to stink. They took Carboin off the market, I believe it was a few years ago, cause that leather couldn't breathe. And once you've cleaned the shoe and it's dried, your base coat of polish can now be applied. Then you brush, cause what that tends to do is clean the shoe a little more, it gets rid of the residue, and then you do the second coat, just like the first one. You brush it, you rag it, and voila, your work's done, and that's it. You treat each shoe like it's special, care about your work, and be a professional. There's a right way to go about the job and the wrong one. I find this way is much better in the long run. It ain't about the dollar, or trying to go fast. Unless you take pride in what you're doing, you won't last. Craftsmanship is a quality that some lack. You gotta give people a reason for them to come back. It ain't about the dollar, or trying to go fast. Unless you take pride in what you're doing, you won't last. Craftsmanship is a quality that some lack. You gotta give people a reason for them to come back. place to what I was introduced to. They don't wear shinable shoes like they used to. Casual clothes in the office, what is this? The villain in sneakers is killing my business. From last night, I woke up in a lawn chair. I feel faint like an old ass flashlight. I don't remember how I got there. Waiting at the train stop, hoping that the rain stopped. The pain throbs at the front of the skull. I should have took the day off, looking for a payoff. The brainwash is insufferable. I'm on purpose, coffee in a thermos. Squint like Clint, trying to spot me in the cursive. Missing persons, lost in your costumes. Blood moon and a boombox full of volume. If I had the authority, I would probably make everybody throw their hands in the sky. And everything I said in this song would be classified. And all of y'all would be captured alive. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star. 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 Once upon a time in the next few days, I gotta wake up and get out of the shade. I might put on a beat down pair of chucks, my old swimming trunks, and a mirror says nothing in my earbuds. Just me and my beer gut, I absorb it before I get deported back to orbit. Over the winter I remain indoors. I want the summer in my city to feel like a rainforest. And you know we should skinny dip in the middle of a missy sip. Do a couple of spins, yes, yes. Synchronicity flips, a 360 finish. Twin cities, I don't care about what y'all think. Dressed up like a cop, stuck up the bank. The police came in some Russian tanks, and I'm in jail with nothing to drink. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star. 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 Everybody wanna see a falling star.
I want a snack machine on the party bus. Your flag is green, in God we trust. You were born in sin, we were born in debt. I guess this is about as feel good as it gets. I want Wonder Bread wrapped in rubber bands. It's not too much to understand. I wanna color the world, but only got one crayon. Reach for the sky, try to touch my hand. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star.
Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star.
Everybody wanna see a falling star. Absolutely, we do. Either the meteorological kind or the celebrity kind. Either way, we like to see a falling star. That is Atmosphere, the duo out of Minneapolis. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. I was talking earlier in the show about lyrical content. I played three songs, Prince, Lenny Kravitz, and the Fratellis. And none of them really have anything in terms of lyrical content. It's the way they sing the words and the texture they add to the song that makes it work. information is not really what they're looking for. Now, in this rap song by Atmosphere, here is one of the verses. Now, they've got 8 lines in the verse. I'm going to read you 5 because they didn't get too worried about whether all 8 lines made a coherent message. But here's some informational content. Your flag is green and God we trust. Okay, that's money, right? People who live for money. And of course, the flip side of the US dollar bill says, in God we trust. You were born in sin. We were born in debt. Okay, that's obviously the 1% versus the 99%. I guess this is about as feel good as it gets. I want Wonder Bread wrapped in rubber bands. Okay, now bread, of course, was a hip word back in the 60s or at some point in time for money. So Wonder Bread, that, you know, white money wrapped in rubber bands. That is, that's their aspiration, is to also get to that country of green. It's not too much to understand. Yeah, so if you're a rapper, hip-hop artist, you got to have a great facility with words. You have a good relationship with words. All right, now, next up on Ear Candy, we have 3 of the greatest vocalists of all time I've put together for you. Get this, Tom Waits, Bob Dylan, and Steve Earle. So we, you know, in the middle there, we got 2 great vocalists and a Nobel laureate. And we're going to start with Tom Waits off of his record, Real Gone, which is my favorite Tom Waits record by a country mile. This one's called Make It Rain here on Ear Candy.
You're gone. Deep inside it hurts. I'm just another sad guest on this dark earth. I wanna believe in the mercy of the world again. Make it rain. Make it rain. Nights too quiet. Stretched out alone. I need the whip of thunder. Dog moan. I'm not able. I'm just Cain. Open up the heavens. Make it rain. I'm close to heaven. Crushed at the gate. Sharpen their knives on my mistakes. What's she done? Give it a name. You gotta make it rain. Make it rain, yeah. I'll stand alone.
to change your mind. It's late, I'm trying to walk the line. Well, it's way past midnight and there's people all around. Some on their way up, some on their way down. The air burns and I'm trying to think straight. To recover the sweet love that we knew. You understand that my heart can't go on beating without you. Well, your loveliness has wounded me. I'm reeling from the blue. I wish I knew what it was that keeps me loving you so. I'm breathing hard, standing at the gate, oh, but I don't know how much longer I
Jim and my other brother Jack. I went off down to Houston and never come back. Mama wasn't gonna let her baby go yet. But there ain't nobody hiring back in Lafayette. Working all week for a Texaco check. Sun beating down on the back of my neck. I try to save my money, but Jimmy says no. Says he got a little honey on telephone road. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking on telephone road. Telephone road's 10 miles long. To car lots and 100 honky tonks.
Come on, come on, come on.
Jukebox blasting and a beer bottle's ring.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Jimmy banging on a pinball machine.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This is mama won't go. She's about as big as a city can get. Sometimes I get lonesome for Lafayette.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Someday I'm going home, but I ain't ready yet.
Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know.
Oh yeah, Telephone Road, Steve Earle. Oh yes, that was off of El Corazon. And before that we heard Nobel laureate Bob Dylan with Can't Wait. Can't Wait off of his record Time Out of Mind, a record he made with Canadian Daniel Lenoir. One of two records they made together, and they were both nice little records for sure. And we started the set off with Make It Rain. That's Tom Waits' Real Gone. Like I say, it's like the three tenors, right? The three best rock and roll singers ever. Some people, they don't like this stuff. I've talked to my daughter and, she, you know, Tom Waits is just an abomination to her. And yet I love singers with character in a voice. Singers that have that smooth voice and can hit all the notes and scale the heights. Technically, it's very impressive. It really is. Not other contestants on The Voice, the singing shows. But man, there's an art, there's a mystery to conveying a feeling or having just the right kind of vocal approach on a song and making it work. And all the technique in the world can fail you utterly. I do like these singers with character and a voice. Now, Tom Waits, he's a born storyteller. And that means you can't take anything he says without maybe an entire pack of salt. But one of the stories I've heard is that gruff voice of his They said, you know, were you born with it or how'd you get it? And he said, I just smoked and drank whiskey until I got the voice I wanted, then I stopped. Chances are that's just a made-up story, but if it's not true, maybe it should be. Actually, this thing about, you know, I drank whiskey. If you drank that much whiskey to get your voice sounding that way, me thinks that your liver would have given out before your vocal cords would be at the level you would want. And I'm thinking also, you know, it's one thing to have that voice. It's another thing entirely to ruin a perfectly good voice striving for something like that. I think a lot of singers don't need to do that, but I don't know. So I guess I'm torn about the story, whether it's true or not. All right, we're going to play a little reggae set here on Ear Candy. I'm going to play a Halifax group called Dub Cartel, right? Dub, reggae, dub. We're going to hear a track called Payday. And then we're going to hear a Chicago brother-sister duo. They could round it out. They've got other players with them. They call themselves Wild Bell. We're going to hear something from their debut record called It's Too Late. And then we're going to hear something from Mr. Heavenly, which is something of a supergroup involving a Canadian Nick Thorborn and something called Reggae Pie. Delicious. Delicious, for sure. Anyway, first up is Dub Cartel, straight out of Halifax. This one here is called Payday. I think we can all relate to this, can't we? Here on Ear Candy.
To all my Haligonians in the city of late night, where everyone's your friend, may have to break up a quick fight. Halloween's an instrument, listen well when I tell her up a split and passive friend. And when you bust it up and twist another joint, know that one little hit to keep your ass on point. With the vibes breathing in and out, and the people scream and shout. When the mirror sensey time, we gonna know it. Manifest, watch your dreams say. Wait around for payday. Man, put yourself on layaway. Then your mind can elevate. Poison are gonna instigate and never generate pain. Yeah, manifest, watch your dreams say. Wait around for payday. Man, put yourself on layaway. Then your mind can elevate. Poison are gonna instigate and never generate pain. We were put here to create. Oh. With some DK rock, man, I got some good vibes come with them. You don't need a pair of socks, cause the vibes know how to get there. And we barely slow down till your mind and body's withered and the sun's come round. Slip up in the morning, raise a kiss to the sky. Another bright day shining through my mind's eye. Never call it boring, just lift yourself right up out of your sty. Life is too good, man, don't let it pass by. Yeah, man, the best, what your dreams say. Wait around for payday, man, put yourself on layaway. Then your mind can elevate. Poison not gonna instigate and never generate pain. Yeah, man, the best, what your dreams say. Wait around for payday, man, put yourself on layaway. Then your mind can elevate. Poison not gonna instigate and never generate pain. We were put here to create. Call us the East Coast General. Well, live your life like you wanna have your feeling like you're 10 feet tall. Light up your mind with positivity. You know it's worth it all. Worth it all. Manifest, watch your dreams say. Wait around for payday. Man, I put yourself on the way. When the boys are not gonna instigate and never generate pay. Yeah, manifest, what your dreams say. Wait around for payday, man, put yourself on the way. Then your mind can elevate. Boy, you're not gonna instigate and never generate pain. We were put here to create. We were put here to create. Oh, 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 oh. We were put here to create. Oh, 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 oh. Say we were put here to create. To create. Oh, 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 oh.
That's Reggae Pie here on Ear Candy, Mr. Heavenly. And before that, we heard It's Too Late, Wild Bell, and a track from Dub Cartel's self-titled record called Payday. And we're going to end the show with something from Neil Young's Peace Trail. This one here is called Can't Stop Working. Come back next week. We'll make a date. Same time, same place. How about that? That work? All right. Neil Young, finish the show.
Stop working 'cause I like to work when nothing else is going on.